Hello, this is Susan Bushell, energy therapist, and I'm based in Guelph, Ontario, Canada. My website is freeyouremotions.com, and you can find out more about what I do and more about energy therapy there. I'm also on Facebook. Today we're going to be using meridian point tapping, or EFT, for an issue sent to us from Alex on Facebook. She started out by saying that she wanted to work on the belief that she's not all right just as she is. And then she sort of fine-tuned it a little bit by saying that actually it isn't that. It's more that she's worried about the fact that she may not end up doing what she's here to do or what she's meant to do at work. So she may end up not being happy. And she feels like it's a pretty big issue for her. And I'm sure it creates a lot of procrastination and perfectionism and self-sabotage and indecisiveness, and that these things are really common when we're dealing with an issue such as this. So I just let's get the important but the boring stuff out of the way first by participating in this audio. You're agreeing to hold yourself safe at all times by always being responsible to seek medical or professional psychological assistance for any issue or concern, past or present, that is out of the scope of your personal skill set or which does not subside. By using this recording, you are taking full responsibility for your own well-being. Okay, good. Now make sure that you have a glass of water beside you. We're going to sip water on and off while we do the energy therapy, and let's get started. You may pause and rewind this audio as much as you need, and you can play it as many times as you like. If you find it helpful, please share it with others that you think might benefit from it. Okay, so for anybody who's never done any tapping, we start by tapping down the outside edge of the hand, what you would call the karate chop point, as if you were going to chop a block of wood, like with karate. And so you want to tap down the side of one of your hands, it doesn't matter which one, with the four fingertips of the other hand. And you can certainly switch back and forth between hands if you need to. And I just want you to repeat, first I'd like you to focus in on this problem, this feeling that what I'm supposed to be doing with my work life, with my day-to-day work life, what if I end up not doing what I'm here to do? What if I end up not sort of fully meeting my potential, my calling, my reason for being here? What if I sort of circle it, get in the general area, but don't really land in that place that feels truly unique for me and why I'm here at this time and in this place? So just take a moment and close your eyes. And for some of you, it'll be very easy to find that feeling. And for others, you may have to take a moment to just address it and key into the feeling. And if you need to pause the recording to do that, just go ahead. One of the things that is bonus points, if you can, is I'd love you to locate exactly where in your body you get that feeling when you think about perhaps not meeting your potential, perhaps not doing the thing that makes you happy and that is providing a service to the world or to others. And if you can locate where you feel that feeling in your body, that's fantastic. Take as much time as you need and place your hand on that part of your body to really tune into it and acknowledge its presence. And now we'll go back to the karate chop point and just tapping with four fingers down the side of your hand, repeating after me. Even though I have this feeling in my body, and I'm noticing it right there, and place your hand on that part of your body again. And on a scale of 0 to 10, in terms of how uncomfortable it is, I would guess that it's around a number, and then of course just see that number in your mind's eye, 10 being really, really quite uncomfortable, And zero being, I can't find that feeling at all. This isn't an issue for me. I don't know why I'm tapping on this. All right, so let's pretend perhaps the number 7 pops up for you. And then just coming back to tapping on the karate chop. Even though this feeling in my body is maybe around a 7, and place whatever number's correct for you in there. I deeply and completely accept exactly how I feel about it, even though it's challenging. Even though I've maybe been dealing with this feeling for quite some time, because I've been trying a lot of different things and nothing really feels completely right for long. I deeply and completely accept exactly how I feel about this. Even though I'm noticing that I don't feel settled in my work life. I'm bored, or I'm resentful, or I just don't feel satisfied. It's just not the right thing for me. But I'm having a lot of fear, a lot of concern. What if I never find it? What if I never find out what I'm here to do? And I can feel that feeling in my body right now. But I'm also choosing to accept myself anyway. And take a nice deep breath. And then I want you to tap right in the middle of your forehead, just sort of between your eyes, very gently. You don't have to tap hard. Just tap maybe 10 times. And then you're going to tap on the inside edge of your eyebrows, where the eyebrow meets the bridge of the nose. Another deep breath. And then I'll get you to tap beside your eyes and under your eyes. And then I want you to tap down just on the front of your upper chest, either side of your sternum, right under your collarbone. And take another deep breath. And then I want you to just place your hand, palm down over your wrist, and say the word peace. Now come back to that feeling in your body. We'll go back to the original place, or notice, perhaps it's moved. Just come back to that feeling of, geez, what if I never find what I'm here to do? What if I sort of circle it, I get close to it, but I never actually land right on the thing that I'm designed to do, that I'm here to do, that's my calling or my reason for being here? What if I just, you know, the boat sails without me and I don't know how to get on that boat? And really tune into that, maybe that sense of helplessness or futility. Really try to stir that feeling up for yourself. I know it sounds funny to want to really connect with an uncomfortable feeling, but this is how we work with in the world of energy therapies, is that we shine a spotlight on the uncomfortableness, because it's there anyways, wreaking havoc in our lives. We choose to not ignore it, to embrace it, and acknowledge that that feeling is there for a very valid reason. Although quite often we have absolutely no conscious awareness of why it's there or where it came from. We don't worry as much about the why as just the how. Where is it? What does it feel like? And we really localize it and then we tap on it. So take another moment and find that feeling. Pause the audio if you need to. Place your hand on that part of your body and assess from 0 to 10. How strong is that feeling now? Very likely that feeling is going to be a little bit less, but if it isn't, it's all right. I'll just get you to breathe a little more deeply in this round. And I'm going to get you to come back to the karate chop point, remembering what that number is, that number of discomfort. And repeat after me. Even though I still have this feeling, this worry, this concern, and I can feel it in my body, I deeply and completely accept exactly how I feel. Even though this feeling is rather challenging for me, and it may have been there for quite a while, I may have been carrying this for decades, I deeply and completely accept exactly how I feel and why, even if I don't know why. Even though I'm noticing I still might have some of this feeling, I'm choosing to accept myself, even if it never goes. Okay? And just coming up, tapping in the very middle of your forehead again. And as you've noticed, we kind of accept things no matter what. I love to say to people that if the quickest way to get rid of anything is to love it to death. So that's what we're doing here. And then tap on the inside edge of your eyebrows, where they meet the bridge of your nose. Take a deep breath. Tapping beside your eyes, right on the corner, the outside corner of your eye. And under your eyes, on the very top of your cheekbones. And another deep breath. And then come down under your collarbones, on either side of your sternum, on your upper chest. And then place your hand, palm down, over the inside of your wrist on your other hand. Take a deep breath. And just say peace. And tap on the very top of the middle of the top of your head. Gently there, because it's quite a powerful and sensitive spot. Take another deep breath. And now come back again to the uncomfortable feeling that you might be having, or that you might still have, and allow it to be there no matter what, even if it hasn't shifted or changed at all, although it very likely has, especially if you're working in an unhurried way with this audio and you're in a relaxed state. Allow whatever might be left. No matter how far back it goes, no matter how many times you felt it, no matter how deeply you've repressed the feeling or how strongly you believe that you need this feeling to hold yourself safe or to be good enough. Allow whatever's left to be there. Allow yourself to just measure from 0 to 10, how strong is that feeling now? And then come back to the karate chop, remembering your number, even though this feeling might be a little bit lighter now. Or it may be moving. Maybe it's somewhere else in my body. Maybe I'm noticing there's some other feeling, or even a belief that's connected to that feeling, and maybe it's the root of the problem. I deeply and completely accept exactly how I feel about it, no matter what. And now just allow yourself to see in your mind's eye a tree, a big old oak tree being pulled up as if you'd pull a weed out of the backyard, so all its roots are pulled up. And now come up to the inside, the middle of your forehead, the inside of your eyebrows, the inside edge of your eyebrows, the outer corner of your eyes, nice deep breath, and the top of your cheekbones. And then come down underneath your collarbones, where the edge of your sternum meets the edge of your collarbones. Take another nice deep breath. And and just repeat after me. It's safe for me to let this go. Keep tapping. It's safe for me to feel comfortable with the work that I do every day. It's safe for me to know why I'm here and to embrace my calling. And it's even safe for me to be able to make an income from this calling, to be able to pay my hydro bill. It's okay. And I'm okay. No matter what. And take another deep breath. And again, just allow yourself to tune in and to be reflective. Just notice what you're noticing, and no matter what you're noticing, let it be there. Particularly if it's uncomfortable, because that's the clue to your next round. That's the piece. That's where you go next. So let's just say what's coming up for you, and whatever comes up for you is exactly right. You don't have to go with this. You can tune into what's coming up for you. But let's just say what comes up for you is, I'm not allowed to shine like that. I'm not allowed to be that big, that powerful, that awesome, that unique. I need to play small. I need to keep my head low. I need to protect myself and stay out of the line of fire. Or maybe what's coming up for you is, well, that would be really conceited. If I just shone all my awesomeness out there and I did what I'm here to do and I loved doing it and I made money at it and I was happy every day, other people might feel kind of lousy watching me do that because they wouldn't have the same thing. I might trigger them with my happiness, with my joy. Or perhaps what's coming up for you is, we don't really do that in my family. We're humble. We do what we're told. We stay in line. We don't ask questions. We don't step out of the norm. We wouldn't want to appear weird or crazy or way too bouncy. We're not Tiggers in my family. Just allow that feeling or that belief to be there. And whatever comes up for you is right. Just fully embrace it. It's there anyway. You might as well love it to death. Alrighty. And again, just coming up to the middle of your forehead, tapping in the middle of your forehead. It is safe for me to let this belief go. Inside edge of the eyebrows, I'm safe to release this belief. Beside the eyes, I'm acceptable just as I am, no matter what. Under the eyes, we're all unique, and that's okay. Under the collarbones, it's completely safe for me to fully embrace why I'm here, no matter what. And another deep breath, holding your palm down over your wrist, over the inside of your wrist, palm to wrist. Taking a nice deep breath. Peace. Top of the head, very gently. There's no one like me. Middle of the forehead. Nobody can be who I am except me. Inside edge of the eyebrows. I'm a unique and wonderful human being. Beside the eyes, there's nobody like me on earth. There never has been, and there never will be. Under the eyes, on top of the cheekbones, I'm one of a kind. Under the collarbones, what if I loved myself enough to fully embrace why I'm here? Top of the head, what if I loved myself enough to know my uniqueness and to be inspired to allow it to unfold. Middle of the forehead, what if it were safe to blossom completely? Inside edge of the eyebrows, what if I allowed myself to be used up in this lifetime for good? Beside the eyes, what if it were safe for me to be fully present in my own life? Under the eyes, what if it were safe for me to captain my own ship? Under collarbones. And what if I did that with ease and grace and joy? What if I found it easy to be me, whether I was at work or at home, whether I was with friends or traveling around the world on my own? What if no matter what, it was completely safe for me to be me, the way that a one-year-old doesn't question their own uniqueness? They just are. All right. So I'll just get you to tune in and notice if there's anything left. And if there is, it's okay. It just means you do this again and you go around again and tune into the places in your body where you feel the uncomfortableness of why you can't fully know why you're here or fully embrace your calling or really allow yourself to shine, whether that's shining quietly or shining brilliantly. No matter how you're here, you're here. And if you have any questions, you can always email me. I'm happy to take comments, questions, concerns, feedback through my website. You can go to my contact page at freeyouremotions.com. I'll also let you know that I am AMET Master Trainer, so I also teach this tapping technique we call EFT, or Emotional Freedom Techniques. I teach it a number of times every year in a number of different locations. If you'd like me to come host a training for you, I'm also happy to do that. We can certainly work out some arrangements. So thank you for listening. Thank you for using and sharing this audio. I'm thrilled that you spent this time with me. And watch my newsletters, watch my Facebook page. There's more to come. Thanks.